You know, it's an adjustment. You know, as a sales manager, I cover about, 500 square miles, 12 different branches. So I don't miss, Rob, driving 2,200 miles a month, but I do miss seeing the advisors when I get there. You know, and so, but we've had to make adjustments, and I've learned to manage my time and become more efficient. And I'll go up to Connecticut and see my mother and work from her house, you know, one day a week or something. So just trying to make the best of it.
So it's actually been kind of a, how about productivity? You probably, you can probably be more efficient this way.
You know, that's a good thing and a bad thing. The answer is yes, you can be incredibly efficient, adding 3 to 4 hours of my day that I'd be driving. Yeah, I'm on the phone sometimes, but not all the time. So adding that time back in for, you know, making sure you get 8 hours of sleep, make sure you exercise, all the things you tell us to do. And you can toggle in. You can be very efficient and crank out a ton of stuff very quickly and then go take a walk. You know, I've been walking a couple miles a day, and I can, like, clear. I have to get out of the apartment and make sure that I'm out and about, and I can come back in, crank out a couple hours. So as far as the efficiency, you're right. While I do enjoy the socialization, and, you know, I'm a glad hander, and, you know, I'm a guy that, as you know, being in the branch your whole life, the amount of time is we manage by walking around, as they call it. If people say, hey, Jim, you know what, I was going to call you. Hey, Jim, do you know this? Hey, Jim, do you know that? I miss a little of that versus, you know, somebody picking up the phone. So, but I don't have a choice, so I'm just making the best of it. And, you know, how about yourself? I mean, you kind of were in a virtual world, you know, already.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, it's actually with Zoom, I found it becomes more intimate. You know, I can actually see the people I'm coaching, and, you know, the one of the big minuses for me is that I don't get to see the people I coach enough, right? I mean, economically, you know, $10,000 a day is not something people want to spend just to see me. So the whole thing becomes very efficient on the phone, but you don't get that feel, as you say.
100%.
Yeah, you don't get the feel. You don't get the sense of the office. You don't get the sense of the people. And so you miss
that. I mean, you
that.
And I, you and I are in the business of pressing the flesh, as they used to say, which we can't say anymore because I'm sure that's
right.
Politically incorrect. But, the engagement and making sure that they're not texting and look at their body language. Are they engaged? You know, that's what we do, is you can read somebody. And same thing
right.
with me being in the branch. I know when Rob, you know, when Rob's, he's not ready for me. You know, he's got something else going on, and I can keep walking.
Right.
And versus later on in the day, I can look at your face, read your body language, and say, oh, geez, this is the time for me to come in, make some small talk, and then say, hey, by the way, did you take a look at this, or are you working on that, or what? You know what I mean? Working a sales pitch there, but you got to be able to read that.
No, that's right. And I used to, you know, when I'd visit an office, I'd do an office meeting with the FAs and a meeting with the CAs, and then I'd do a recruiting meeting at noon and a recruiting meeting for dinner, and that was my day. And I'd be
right.
on the road 5 days a week.
Wow.
You know, I had 14 states, you know, with the average of, I don't know, anywhere from six. I mean, eight was the most complexes in one state, I think. But, you know, so you're going to get 4 to 8 complexes in each state, and you're going
right.
to try and see every office twice a year, and every a big office 4 times a year. So that was
what years were you at Merrill?
I was there from 72 till 2006.
Wow.
So I ran
there.
The Midwest. I ran the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Midwest district.
I was in 200 Park Avenue from probably 1989 or 90 to 96 or 97, right there, Midtown Manhattan, above Grand Central Station.
Oh yeah, who is your director there?
Frank Sullivan.
Oh yeah,
well, he was the branch manager.
Frank Sullivan Jr.
And, right.
Right.
And
I knew senior.
Regional. Yeah, the regional was Mulholland, I think, at one point, and then
Paul Sullivan.
The one. What's that?
Did you know Paul Sullivan? You probably did. He was in Manhattan. I didn't know him. He was. Yeah. He was my sales. He was my sales manager for a while. Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Bob Mulholland was there, and
right. And then that woman from Florida, she came in after him. She was living in Florida.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember. I remember her.
Remember
yeah.
her?
She was kind of elegant, you know.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
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 So that's going back a long time, but anyway, so Phil Siegel just texted me and he says the meeting was canceled, which I didn't have it canceled.
Oh shit, I didn't either.
But that's why we're here. I had it live. Dwayne and Pat didn't get back to me, but Siegel's usually pretty good at this stuff. Hold on, this is Dwayne right now. But how's your business in general?
Kind of too busy to, I like to have some breaks. Today I had virtually from 10 o'clock till now, 100% full. So every hour, I have a half hour call, all day, and then Wednesday I'm all day. So I'll have, six or eight calls, and that's a lot. But it's fun, it's fun. So we're
it
working,
is, but, you know, you gotta,
we're working
you
on a project. Yeah,
go
yeah, you got to be on all the time, right. We're working on a project with Tim. I don't know if he talked to you about it or not, but trying to put something together to take the graduates of Supernova and put them together for it's really brainstorming and retraining. And, one of the problems is everybody thought this was going to be temporary. So nobody's really said, okay, how do you market in the coronavirus world? So everybody's doing great with their clients. They're keeping their clients. They're making them happy. They're bringing in some assets, but it's 100% organic.
Yes.
The question is, how do you bring in other new business? And nobody, people don't have answers. And my advantage is I get to go across all lines, right? Firm lines,
right?
LOS lines, all kinds of different. And I see a lot. So there's a lot of good ideas out there. And so one of the ideas was all these guys that have been through Supernova get kind of frozen wherever they graduated. So whatever skills they had, whatever skills they had when they graduated, that's their skills. And they don't progress to new skills, right? Because they're afraid.
Yep.
So if I got them to work on centers of influence is great. They'll keep doing that. If I got them to work on niche marketing with centers of influence inside each niche, they'll buy that and they'll keep doing it. But if I didn't get them to do a mastermind group, they haven't done one. If I didn't get them to use Bill Cates's introduction model for getting introductions from existing clients, If they didn't use it, they're not using it. So
right.
That's why we have so much success when people go through the program twice. They will not only do all the things that I suggest they do, but they sometimes will come up with more things and create better processes. So you get this acceleration. So I can think of three teams that I'm working with now that are kind of having these breakthrough moments. And
well, there's a couple things. I mean, one, as you and I know, change is seldom a welcome visitor. And that's something that we say all the time and, you know, kind of disarms them a little to say that we all understand that. However true it is. But what you said is actually interesting to me because, you know, I'm on the phone with FAs all day long. And we really recently did a survey, how many people have come back, how many didn't. And actually, it was pretty interesting how close to 50-50 was, because in my conversations, there were about, you know, again, I was guessing half the people, you know, saying, oh, I can't wait to get back. I want this. I miss this. I miss that. And other people saying, you know, I'm good, you know, or I could go in a couple of days, but I'm very efficient, or I like my life. I can play catch with my kid, you know, whatever, something different from everybody. But the one commonality of whether you want to go back or not, they're saying to me, Jim, my business is okay. My clients are okay. But new business is a killer. This 6 months from now, 9 months from now, that's when you're going to see a tail off, because, you know, I'm getting business and new assets from my clients and doing organic, as you said, business as usual, but I need to be able to get in front of people to close them on new business. You know, that's what I'm an expert at. That's what I'm good at, reading that body language. Rob, wait a minute. I'm sensing there's something we didn't cover here. Let me put this aside. You know, talk to me. What did I miss? Oh, well, I'm worried about my wife. Tell me why. You know what I mean? Like all that kind of stuff.
Right.
To really get to the bottom line. Is a face-to-face cup of coffee conference room, you know, closed that, and we're old school guys, you know, we are
right.
Used to doing things that way. So I'd be interested in your thoughts. I think it's a great idea that you and Tim are preparing, because, you know, it's going to be 2021 for us, because half the people don't want to come back to work. The firm
right.
won't question anybody, which is fine. And then when we do this soft rollout, 10%, 10%, 10% every 2 weeks, you know, and when people get back to the office, Rob, it's not going to be what they expected. They're not going to be doing what we're doing. You got to wear a mask, and you got to take your temperature, and you got to sign an affidavit, and they're going to be like, I'm going home.
Right.
I'll come back, you know.
I come back when I don't have to wear a mask, right?
Right.
Yeah. Because I would.
So I'd be interested what you guys put together, because I could certainly use some ideas and some help there, because it's a challenge.
Yeah, we're working with Rick Lindquist, who's you know, he's got this mandate to increase revenues, which is what, you know.
Really? Shocking. Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah.
No, I know
yeah.
Rick. I know
right.
in Project. I know about Project Tempo and the group
right.
that he's putting together. Yeah, and I've been working with he and Chris O'Day, because you know, guys like us that have been around for a long time, we can add some value to these, you know. I, you know, you and I say the same thing all the time, but there's a difference between doing something, Rob, that you have to do and doing something you want to do.
Right.
And I'm a big features and benefits guy. You know, a feature is what it is, but a benefit is what it does. And we, unfortunately, spend so much time telling a successful cohort of advisors, well, you should do things differently or engage in modern wealth management or whatever it is. I'm more of a benefits guy to say, hey, Rob, you know what I've seen? X.
Right.
And you know what it helped? Efficiency, scalability, revenue. I mean, we're in the business of driving revenue, right? Hey, you know what? Planning is great, but it's really just, you know, data mining for actionable ideas to drive revenue. Oh, gee, I've never heard it that way, Jim. Well, don't worry about financial planning. It's like Siri in your car. There's going to be a roadmap. There's going to be a roadblock. There's going to be hills. You know, let's just get there. But we're going to learn. It's a living, breathing. You know what I mean? All these kind of things that take the, you know, they breathe and they're not so afraid of, I don't know how to do a financial plan. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? And little things like that. And that creates the want rather than the have. because we always right. said, as soon as you tell me to make my bed, I don't want to do it. But then as you learn the benefits of making your bed, and it looks nice, and it's clean, right. and it's fresh, and all that kind of stuff, then you want to do it. It's simple.
So what the FAs are asking me more than anything else, Rob, you talk to FAs all the time in this coronavirus world. What's working?
Everybody. Well, I knew you were going to say that.
Right. You know. And so when I okay. say to them, look, why don't we put together a group of guys that have all been through Supernova, you know, and we'll make some peer group groups, and we'll kind of do a mastermind group of you guys, and you get together and ask that question. And then, you know, it's five guys on a Zoom, and everybody goes, hey, that was fabulous. You know, thank you. You know, not competitors, right. not from the same market,
no?
different
right.
markets. And then, oh, by the way, we've got these modern wealth management tools that can data mine your practice to fill in the gaps so you can get that project done. And I got a guy
right.
coming. I got a guy coming over to the office to help you. See, what I right. said to Rick was, look, Rick, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, I've seen this play too many times. And it starts out with, you know, we got this great idea. We're going to create this new model, and you're in charge of it. And if it works, congratulations, you get to keep your seat on the train. If it doesn't, you're fired. And they don't tell them that, but that's what it is. You know, UBS started with 60 coaches, and now they don't even have, I think they have one.
Zero.
One left. And so
I remember that.
Unless you're set up with a tracking system and a specific project in mind, you're just setting yourself up for death. Okay.
Yep.
So I said to him, look, you got all these Supernova FAs out there desperate to get together with each other, to share ideas. There's your low hanging fruit. These guys are already trained. We don't need
right.
to do we don't need to do segmentation, organization, and acquisition. They know how to do it all. Okay.
Right.
They're not perfect. They're frozen in time.
Nope.
And they would definitely love to share ideas and have a coach and get some extra attention. And they're best producers anyway. So let's get those guys together. And so with Tim, he's been coaching Supernova all over the country. So he knows these guys. He knows their managers. And so I put together Rick with Tim, and we did a call. And so that was our first call. And now we're going to have a second. And Touchstone's got this group of folks that can do can data mine.
I work with Chaz Lynham and Tom. And the stuff they do is untouchable. I've done probably 7 or 8 book reviews with them, and it, you know, no offense to The Art of the Cleanup from, you know, wherever, this fund is good, this fund is bad. I mean, these people really know how to dig into a book, and they've been great partners.
And well, a tip of the hat to you and a good word from you on that relationship, because I put them together with the president of Touchstone. And we had a call, and it went remarkably well. And there's a perfect example, right? We got 3 regional directors from Touchstone, the president of Touchstone. We got Rick, and together with Supernova and Tim, and we have a call. Now, when could you do that, right? I mean, that's like impossible
right.
to do. And we talk about doing this project together to leverage everybody, you know. So it's all the guys that, you know, we've coached a total of over 200 financial advisors that are already ready to go. And that's just project number one, all right? Project
right.
number two is those that are in training now, your guys primarily. And then project number 3 would be fresh new people. But, you know,
right.
Rick was going to just start with fresh new people and no leverage. He's got 6 guys working for him. He can't get anything done. Here we got 200 no. that we can put on the clock and monitor them from day one, and let's go. Now he's got some leverage. He'll show some real results, because you're already picking the winners. It's the 20% that give you 80% of your revenues anyway.
Again, I've said it 10 times. it's easier for us to help some guy that's doing a lot of stuff to do more of it than somebody that's doing none of it to do some of it.
Right.
You know? And but the one thing that you said, which I appreciate, and thanks for that background information, is that, like, I proctor the two groups, the one in Allentown, 515 Hamilton, with Pat and Phil and Dwayne, but then also the group in Lancaster with Brian Ferris and Bella Savage. And they just, since I kind of proctor two different ones, they say, you know, what are the other groups doing?
Right.
You know, what are the other groups doing? And so I'm just reiterating exactly what you hear, I hear. And I always say, well, you know, don't worry about that. But you know, everybody's getting something different out of it, and what jives with you initially and resonates with you and that you want to work, let's focus on that. We could always sprinkle in, like you said, the, you know, adding the centers of influence or the market, you know, all this kind of stuff. Let's just do one thing right first. And whittle the book, call the book, get the story down, get more efficient, raise some assets. But they always ask, well, you know, what's working with the other groups? What are the other groups like? And I've shared things, you know, the two-year calendar is excellent with the topics. You know, some things resonate across, as you know, better than anybody. But the others, and that's what I always try to say, that this business is, and I'm sorry for taking up all your time, but this business is an art, not a science. We've been trying to institutionalize the sales process since I was a trainee in 1985. And it's just not going to happen. And the firms still try, but it's just what you need. You know, Rob, what do you need? And how can I help you get it?
Right.
Because for you, it's different. And for the next office, it's different. And the next office is different. And our job is just connect people with people and people with products and people with services. And that's it.
Right. And like Tim says, everybody needs a coach. And these guys need coaching. And they love it. They value it, and they're willing to, you know, the GE study, remember that famous GE study? They turn up the lights, they do more business. They turn down the lights, they do more business. They turn up the lights again, they do more business. So the point is, just by making them accountable and tracking them and having them know that the firm is looking at them and that they're in this case study, you know, they're going to do better. And so if you have a, you have a big chunk of those guys, your complex is going to do better just because of the attention, you know. So it's a leadership opportunity, I think. And Rick's listening, and I think he's getting it. And it's fun for me because this is what I did, you know, leading FAs.
Right.
So it's, you know, I know what makes them go and what make, you know, how to get that things rolling with a little – you know, you sprinkle in some recognition and they'll just delighted, you know. A little competition, a little recognition, right?
It's just so simple, you know.
Right.
They're competitive by nature and an attaboy, you know.
They just glow.
No matter how big they are.
Right.
An attaboy, a good job, a thank you, a well done.
Somebody's paying attention. Right. Somebody's paying attention to me, for God's sakes. You know, I'm working my ass off here and nobody's even paying attention to me. Well, you got to get rid of that. And we all think,
and they they take 60 cents of every dollar I make and nobody calls me to say thank you.
And the worst thing is the bigger the producer, the less time we spend with them because we think they're fine. You know, so we work on the ones, you know, so it's crazy. So I'm a big guy on the, you know, the 10% that generate 90% of the revenues, rock and roll with them, and everybody looks like a hero. And then, you know, they become the rabbits, and everybody else is chasing them around. You didn't have to do anything for the other ones. So anyway, that's kind of the plan, and I'm glad I had this opportunity to share it with you. So now you're in the loop.
I'm up to speed.
You're in the loop.
And and I know this is great, you know, and I like I said, I'm very familiar with the Touchstone Group and what your history with them is, and I know Rick and what he's up to and national sales, so I'm kind of in the mix on all of that. So I look forward to, you know, seeing what happens there. But I 100% agree with you that he's got no shot. He's set up for failure if they go in and try to, you know, get people that are at this point not engaged versus taking the top guys, like you said, have already been trained. Layer in some benefits of these tools, take it to the next level, and then you can always follow and beat your head against the wall with the others.
It's right, plan.
But at least
you got your
wiggle room. That's it. So everybody's off your back, You say, hey, these guys know what they're doing. I said, all right, let me get those guys set up, and then we're going to go, you know, we'll take the elephant hunting off the table, and then we'll go shoot some rabbits.
Well, you know what was a surprise of all time for me is that guys wanted to go through Supernova twice, and when they did, how amazingly they did. I mean, just hit home runs like I couldn't believe. You'd think somebody went through and spent a year. Well, some of the original UBS guys went through and spent 3 months, and now they're going through and spending a year with me. And then they sign up for monthly coaching after that. But everybody in the last, let's say, 5 years has gone through the year-long program. You'd think by a year they'd get it, but no, it takes longer. It takes years to really get Supernova down.
Or anything, you know, I mean, in the sales process, whether you're learning, teaching your kid how to hit a baseball or a softball or play the violin, or sell, you've got to go through the four stages of awareness, exception, consumption, and then application, right? The basics. What are we trying to do? Well, if you don't bring your elbow up, move with your hips, you know, don't move with the ball, or, you know, the basic modern wealth management tools, what are they? And then start to get them to want to consume, nibble around, wait, all of a sudden I'm seeing it. And then all of a sudden, okay, I have accepted this change, and then I apply it. And it just becomes part of what I do by rote in business. But that could take a week, a month, whether you're learning how to set a table or change this. So I give guys that have gone through it a lot of credit, because to see it myself now, for type A personalities, where those ADD, you know, you're giving them so much to digest, it's a lot. And the first thing, remember, is to reject. Change your shelter and welcome visitor. I'm doing well myself. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to cherry pick ideas that I like and then lose the ones I don't. And then all of a sudden, a year later, that I know, I call that coach back and say, you know, you told me a lot of things a year ago, some of which I agreed with, some of which I didn't. But I'm now seeing the errors of my ways and the benefits of yours. Can we start again?
That's exactly what they do. I swear to God.
I know.
So where did you coach? Baseball?
Oh, I was a lifeguard for 7 years, and I used to love to teach kids how to swim. I was a water safety instructor, so I had the second highest degree. But, you know, Little League and Pop Warner football, you know, why not you? Why not you? You can do it. Every play, everything matters. You're the guy that's going to make a block. You're the guy that can make a catch. You can do it. You can do it. By 11 guys, we can do it. You never know when it's going to be your turn. You've got to want to be up there with two outs at the bottom of the ninth. You've got to wait for that. It's what you dream about. Don't be afraid of it. You know, don't be afraid to, you know, people aren't afraid to fail, Rob. People are afraid to succeed. And people say, what do you mean by that? I said, anybody can fail. It's easy. You know the winners? They're not afraid to succeed. What's it going to do to hit that home run? How's it going to make you feel? What's it like, going to feel like to do $1 million? Is that going to change your friends, your lifestyle, your car? You know, your guy that drives a pickup truck or country club? What's going to change? Are you ready to go to where that may bring you? Or nothing changes. But, you know, that fear of failure thing.
So what were your sports?
I was never much good, but, you know, I could ski. And in high school, I was a running back and defensive back, you know, in football and then lacrosse and baseball. But once I got to college, it was really just about, you know, trying to keep my grades high enough and socializing.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Marist College, small Jesuit college in Poughkeepsie, New York, about 90 miles due north. In Orange County, or Dutchess County, north of Manhattan. And I was there from, I grew up in Richfield, Connecticut, Fairfield County, and my mother's still there. And then I graduated college in May, and I moved to Manhattan in June, and I've never worked in financial services my whole life.
That's great.
Lots of different jobs.
The Jesuits know how to teach, don't they?
Yeah. Well, you would say, you know, how to teach. I would say they teach you how to learn.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you give the same as what we're doing, you know, you can tell somebody what to do, but until you get them to, you know, teaching you how to learn, how to digest and how to apply, yes, then structurally and for that point in my life, it was definitely what I needed and gave me a good foundation of being open to learn. and how to learn and what that process is like. And
very
and again, I was a very average financial advisor myself, very average, but I loved it. But I knew I loved the business, and I say to myself, you know, they say those who can't teach, I'm that guy. You know, I'm the basketball player, the basketball coach who can't make a free throw, but I know what a basketball player does for a living, and I can give you a few tips to help you do what you do, because you have far more talent than I do, but I can give you just a little bit here and there to tweak you and make you better and faster and stronger if you just be open-minded to it. And they love it.
It's good.
But I have walked a mile in their shoes, so I do know what it's like to be a financial advisor and pull a goose egg and have the success and have the failure and the winner and the joy of a new account. But I just love when somebody else calls me and they say thank you, like we were just talking about, Rob. It makes my day. You know, if you don't have the joy of helping, you're in the wrong business. And I just love when people are like, hey, man, Pritchard's like a dog with a bone. You give him something, he'll call anybody and get it done. Because that's my job on the time machine, you know. Their revenue drivers, anything they're doing that is away from productivity, that's my job to fix that. You know, if you want to waste time, that's on you. But don't waste it with operations, sales, in the system, anything other than that. Give it to me. I'll get you the answer in a timely fashion and get back to you. Then you can get back to servicing clients. And it works out well.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Well, I think you're going to enjoy this. I'll try and get you involved. I know that Tim is not shy about leveraging his time. So you'll be probably involved with this project. I look forward to it. I think it's going to generate some nice results and give some accolades to your teams who are doing so well with Supernova. So look forward to working with
you. Great. Right. Well, it really was nice chatting with you. Thanks
nice
for
chatting with
time.
You.
Hopefully this was a break for you rather than, you know, I know you had calls today.
I did the listening this time, which was good.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. This is why Zoom is great, because you and I would not have had this conversation if we were just on the phone. You know what I mean? And one day, if you or I were having a beer or a cup of coffee, we'd be telling stories like this.
Right.
And you have your senior body language. Because, like, when I said things that I know you know, because we all know the same thing, I see a smile on your face. And I said, he gets it. He knows the business, you know?
Right.
And that's fun. That's fun for us. So, anyway, peace. And thanks for everything you're doing for us. And I look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep.